From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Bob Nelson. Throughout the pandemic, state and local health departments have been trying to keep close track of coronavirus patients. The data is needed to get a better sense of who is contracting the virus and why. But as KUER's John Reed reports, Utah and other states aren't always able to collect all they need.
Having good data is a crucial part of public health's response to any disease outbreak, says Rochelle Bolton, who oversees data collection with the Utah Department of Health. Utah does a better job than most states of collecting and maintaining that data, but Bolton says the process is complicated. Patients go into a clinic or testing site that may only be collecting certain info, which then goes to a lab that's usually off-site. So she says there are many places data can fall through the cracks.
It's a dance, and it requires everyone to do their part to make sure that that data gets sent all the way to public health.
Another problem is that people don't always give out information. Jenny Johnson with Utah's health department says people might be hearing about contact tracing for the first time and may not trust health officials.
We really need the public to understand why contact tracing is important and to not be afraid of it. I mean, public health, we are never going to share that information with organizations that some communities are really fearful of.
She says knowing who might have been exposed to the virus is one of the key ways to slow its spread. John Reed, KUER News.
Utah health professionals and school officials are weighing in on how schools can safely resume in-person classes this fall. Voices for Utah Children, an advocacy group, hosted a second part of a web series Wednesday to discuss kids and COVID-19. Dr. Miguel Knuckle, a panelist on the series, says testing every student and buying face shields are all expensive and likely unnecessary.
Schools have limited resources. What should they not waste money on or not focus on that are not shown to be effective?
Knuckle says to save money, students should wear masks and focus on social distancing. He also says remote learning has affected children's brain development, so health officials need to create a practical plan to resume in-person classes. This year, Utah fire officials have responded to almost 700 wildfires, and over 80% have been started by humans. If a person is convicted of causing a fire, they can face criminal charges and may be responsible for paying all suppression costs. That includes things like personnel, time, aircrafts, even meals for firefighters. And those can add up quickly, says Utah Fire spokesman Jason Curry.
You know, for example, the Pole Canyon fire that's going right now, with all of this aircraft, all these firefighters, and all of the time that's going to be required to get it fully suppressed, that's going to be in the hundreds of thousands.
That fire is human-caused and started Wednesday afternoon and is rapidly burning 300 acres and forced evacuation advisories in parts of Utah County. Utah County commissioners postponed a meeting Wednesday where they were expected to discuss mask mandates after people packed the room and ignored social distancing guidelines. Fox 13 reports that the commissioners cited public safety concerns as the reason for abruptly canceling the meeting. Commissioner Bill Lee had proposed writing a letter to the county's health director, directing him to ask state officials for a compassionate exemption for the mandate. A vote on that was postponed. Video footage shows the meeting was packed with people who opposed the mandate. Very few of them were wearing masks. Firefighters are battling a wildfire north of St. George that authorities say was sparked by illegal fireworks. The fire had grown to nearly 19 square miles and was 25% contained as of Wednesday afternoon. The Spectrum newspaper reports authorities are searching for three teenage males spotted driving away from the scene where the fire started on Monday. And one law group in our region is the latest to join a national effort to provide free legal advice and resources for business owners navigating the COVID-19 crisis. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
The coronavirus pandemic forced small businesses to deal with a lot of challenges: HR issues, furloughs, applying for loans and grants, negotiating contracts. An Idaho law firm is joining up with the national program where lawyers give pro bono consults to small businesses. Tara Malik is with the law firm Smith & Malik.
Small businesses sometimes struggle with, when do I reach out for help?
Nationally, more than 9 out of 10 businesses surveyed after the fact report that the consultation is helpful. The nonprofit Lawyers for Good Government has already adapted this model in New York. It's partnering with a local nonprofit to help frontline healthcare workers create advanced directives and wills. The national organization says the legal consultations have been popular, but the challenge is resources and time, since attorneys are volunteers. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Bob Nelson.